Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is dive, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask deny my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
Welcome to Al Porter Man in the Street, Chapter 12, Verse 46 already. That M period, A period, M period is an acronym abbreviation for music, activism, and news. If you're listening to BBCI Radio, Black on Black Crime Inc. Radio on blogtalkradio.com, we appreciate you. You can call the 646-478-0944 phone number, but I'm almost afraid to say that because it looks like we have about 5 phone callers, and I'm going to give you 3 disclaimers before I go to the special program. Disclaimer number 1, you get info on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number 2, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or even 3342 Music or BBCI Radio. Feel free to call, blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number 3, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. But if you change your mind, you can always call back or press 1. But you don't have to do none of that because I'm coming to you. And this special Tuesday, October 31st, usually the show comes on a Monday. But today, Brother Emax allowed a special change in program. Instead of it being a Monday night on Blog Talk Radio with Man in the Streets, we have a special Halloween edition where I'm not giving out any tricks. It's just straight treats for those people who are on the phone line right now. For those listeners out there, I just want to say one thing. One thing. We are on the verge of history being made. And so the reason that I say that is, this is what I'd like to say right now. The city of Euclid has had a lot of interesting things about it right now. But right now, there are a lot of people. This is predominantly a city of people of color. You might not know that from the police department. You might not know that about certain leadership. But right now we have, we will say, the next mayoral, the next mayor, going from mayoral candidate to mayor, history-making change, by the name of a person who is, I'll consider him a brother in this. Brother Marcus Epps, who for some people don't know, they don't really put things out there, but Marcus Epps, fourth generation Euclid resident, homeowner, his family has been a part of the community of Euclid, Ohio for generations, and I've seen how he's seen it change. 4 generations later, already an elected official who considers it honor as a elected representative. Now, in his current role, Marcus Epps has tirelessly served the community, demonstrating unwavering commitment and and an exceptional ability to address the diverse needs of the residents of the city of Euclid. And right now, his participation on a range of critical committees has shown his capability to lead, innovate, and most importantly, build bridges between various stakeholders. And he believes Euclid is not capitalizing off all that they have to offer as a result of current leadership. So, you know, he's part of and chair of the Euclid Avenue Revitalization Committee, which has played a pivotal role in the transformation of one of our city's most important corridors through his leadership, vision, and collaborative approach. And he's definitely breathed some new life into Euclid Avenue, attracting businesses, economic growth, and overall appeal of the community. He's played a major role and an integral role as executive and finance committee, making sure that fiscal responsibility and transparency in the allocation of resources for the betterment of Euclid and Community Assets and City Buildings Committee, recognizing the importance of a thriving community. And with that being said, man, can this be too good to be true? Well, we will find that out as we go to 216 number hotline for my brother in all of this. Brother Epps, are you on?
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Man, I'm doing excellent because, like, for me, this is like a treat for myself. I've worked with you, seen you around, seen certain things. Give us maybe, this is how we'll start out. I've been running my mouth. I'm going to give you 2 minutes to tell us about you.
Well, I definitely appreciate that. And you're right, brother. You, and I definitely want to start tonight by thanking you and a lot of the folks who are around you as well, who are just committed in our community in the old school way of connectivity when it comes to bringing our people together, connecting the pieces throughout Greater Cleveland. And, it, you know, it's because of you all that a lot of things get done. And I think you all don't realize or may not realize how often you actually affect policy with what you all do. So I want to start by thanking you all for all that you do and helping to connect the pieces around our community. But I, you know, I'm city councilman in Euclid. You said it very well, sir, already. My family's been in Euclid for four generations, and I tell people all the time, so because of that, I understand the Euclid that we're trying to hold on to, right? But I've grown by growing up through the transition, you know, I graduated from Euclid High School in 2003, and by growing up through the transition of this community, I think that I have nobody has a better pulse on the community than I do. And so once I got involved into politics for that reason and just feeling like a lot of the issues in Euclid weren't being spoken to, weren't being addressed, and quite often this happens in our communities anyway. If you look at communities like ours across the country, you know, these folks come in, when the demographics start to change, they stop doing the same stuff they've always done. And the more and more the demographics change in Euclid, that's what we're seeing, is that they're doing less and less that used to make Euclid Euclid. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm pissed about it. And so I ran for mayor in the city of Euclid actually in 2015 after spending about 7 years in council chambers going to every single meeting. I learned the process. I spent 2 years sitting there without ever saying a word. I took notes. I learned the process at Architectural Review Board and what it is that they do. You know, you can't hang a sign in the city of Euclid on a commercial property or anywhere else without going to Architectural Review. And so that was something that, you know, I spent time learning about throughout those years. Went to planning and zoning to understand how things of that nature work. You want to build a fence in the city, it's got to be approved by planning and zoning. And so many things with business, you may need to make sure that the business you want to do is zoned properly for that. And these are things that, as a regular citizen, we see happen around us, but we don't necessarily know about it. So I said, if I'm going to be engaged politically, I'm going to first learn the process and learn what all these things are. And so my knowledge, whereas you get a lot of people who go to school for this stuff and come back to communities trying to speak like Big Brother over top of people not understanding our communities, I actually learned the process right here in my community. And so I really, again, that on top of my history, feel like nobody has a better pulse on this stuff than I do. And so after doing that for 7 years, I realized I didn't want to be a city council person, never wanted to do that. I said, my one no vote on legislation is not gonna get things done, and so I don't want to do that. We need a new mayor. We need a new vision, and that new mayor needs to be somebody who understands the new community, but also understands the Euclid of yesterday, and identify myself as being a person, best person to do that. We weren't successful in that race. Went on in 2019 to do what I heard so many voters say they wanted me to do: get on city council, let them see that I have retained this information and that I understand how this all works. So I did that. Got elected in 2019, became a city councilman in Ward 3, a ward I grew up in here in Euclid, and really tried to spend the first 6 months of trying my best to work with everybody that I could. I said, I'm going to come in and I'm going to try to see what is it of their agenda that I support, and let's just get those things done first. Let's try to soften this, because I've been an activist for so long and they already hated me because of that. So, but in that 6 months, I learned what I did not know, and that was that I always said it's not that the mayor doesn't care, she just doesn't get it. And after 6 months of service, I learned that it's – now I know that it's that they don't care to get it is the reason they don't get it. And
got
so
you.
I began to introduce – 6 months in, I began to introduce legislation to address needs that I felt we needed in our community. And one of those pieces, the first thing that was controversial was property – so it was to create a property management registry, man, which will really impact the quality of life of all of our people who rent inside apartments in the city of Euclid, and who are just, I hear from them throughout the campaign trail that they're not being treated fairly by the property management companies. And so I don't like the idea that somehow I'm in government and the answer is just that it's private property, there's nothing we can do. That's not, I didn't get elected to just, you know, go along to get along or to not try to buck the system, to change the way we currently do business to impact the lives of my people. So I introduced this legislation, got not one person on city council to support me, not one person within the administration to support me, and all I wanted to do was to create a registry for property management companies that says if you're not taking care of your folks, you lose your ability to do business in the city of Euclid and force these owners to have to get a new property management companies. And this was huge, and nobody wanted to support it, and it was in that moment that I knew that I would not be able to get the things done that I want to get done to actually impact the lives of folks unless I was in the mayor's seat. And, you know, many other pieces of legislation we pushed through after that, such as body-worn camera legislation, and we did get that passed, but without a mandate to require our officers to wear them. Things of this nature, and it's just like working in this environment where people are experiencing the same problems I am but don't want to do anything about it, and I have no interest in doing any more of that. So instead of running for re-election for my council seat, I did the unthinkable, and I pulled petitions to challenge this mayor in this election this November, and I hope to get the support of many of your listeners here tonight, and I just hope our people in general come out in Euclid. The numbers are in our favor, but we got to come out to vote. Election day is November 7th, and we're looking forward to seeing what it is that Euclid decides to do for their future. I know what they need to do, but we're going to see what the people decide come November 7th.
You know something? I have at least four or five more things I want to get into, but right now, I see phone lines lit up, so I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that we get our listeners giving you the chance that if there's a question you want to ask the next mayor of the city of Euclid, Ohio, a historic city, you can. We will start off with a 216-640. 216-640, you're on live. Any thoughts, comments? 216-640, going once, going twice, going thrice. My thing is, some of you all might have said, I can't believe he was going to see what we had to say or what have you. Well, that's kind of what I do, because I couldn't run my mouth for a little while, but I don't want to do that. That is not fair to anybody who's on that phone line. So my thing is, as people get themselves together, I am going to keep it on moving like the soul train and go to the 216-543 with Brother Marcus Epps on the line. 216-543, how are you doing out there? Yep, we can hear you if you speak up.
Hello?
Yes, we hear you. Is there anything you'd like to say? I heard you say hello. From the 216-543, we heard you say hello.
What?
And you might not have thought we were going to come to you, But we did. Now, when we do come to you, if you can't, you know, think about what you may want to say, you can always press that one key, but nobody's going to say that we weren't democratic as I go to the 216-244 phone number. That's 216-244. How are you doing out there?
Hey, good evening. Good evening. How you doing? How you doing, bud?
We're doing excellent, especially if you have something you would like to ask Marcus Epps, who's running for the seat of Euclid, Ohio.
Yeah.
Mayor.
So my name is, this is Hank Davis. I'm calling in as Hank Davis. I'm the executive director of an organization here in the city. But I want to just call in and say, man, I'm proud of you. I've been watching you for many years step up to the plate. One thing I think we all had to agree on, you're not a quitter. Because even when you didn't get all the support you needed back in them days, you're a fighter, definitely. And that's one of the things that me and some of my associates like about you, that, you know, a couple of things about you that we understand and know is that you're not a quitter. You're not going to lay down. You're not going to sell your manhood for no price. And you stand on what you believe, 10 toes down, 2 feet deep. And
yeah,
I believe
I
in order for us to,
that,
absolutely, and I believe in order for us to get the change we need, we have to shake. Euclid's time for a shakeup. The shakeup, when it's finished, though, it's going to be included all people, even though we are a majority people of African American in the city. It's time for our voice to finally be heard. And it can only be heard if we stand up and say something. And I think the best thing is on voting day. That gives everybody opportunity because they told me, and I understand that the true definition of insanity is doing the same things and think you're going to get different results. And we've been doing the same
That's
things,
right.
And I think if we vote for anybody else other than Marcus F., we will be doing the same thing, and then we will sit back and complain about the insanity. That's all I wanted to share, man. You got our support, man, and I need a big yard sign. I need a yard sign.
I appreciate that, brother. I definitely appreciate that. That means a lot coming from you. Hank Davis and his organization has been out here in the trenches involved. And just seeing, like I did years ago, before things got out of hand, that this was what was coming, right? A lot of times, you know, regular folks, we get it. We're on the ground. As he always says, ears to the street. So he knows what's going
on.
And so we saw these things happening and tried to bring it to the feet of the current leadership and the leadership even prior to them. And
yeah,
absolutely tricky, you know what I mean, as far as to actually put in city resources and actually creating a real partnership to actually affect the community. And I think that had we done that and engaged folks like this a long time ago, we could have delayed what they saw as the inevitable. You know what I mean? And so I definitely appreciate that. Your support means a lot because, again, and I appreciate you saying I've been out here for a long time because I have, but you have as well. And so I appreciate your commitment to Euclid, even despite them slamming the door in your face over and over and over again.
Yeah, man.
You also someone who never gave up on our community, so I appreciate you, brother.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely, man. I salute Al. I salute you, too, man. You've been in the trenches, Al, a long time also, bro. So I salute you also, Al. And I appreciate
Likewise.
You, man, having a brother on the show.
Thank you, brother. Hey, continue to do the work you do because we need it. Brother Hank, you are the true definition of icons.
Ain't
definitely
no doubt. Ain't no doubt.
All right,
man.
Right.
Peace,
Thank
brother.
You. Peace. And as we move on through, now, before we take any other phone calls, I'm going to ask you, before I go, and this will give people time enough to get ready, to the 216-237, how do you feel, brother, when you hear support coming from a brother or sister or any of the others who've been out there with you and they still say, man, you never quit. We respect you.
You know, it's interesting that you ask that question because every time I hear it, it does do something to me inside. And I'm going to tell you what it does because so often, because of my fierce advocacy, I hear negativity, and I hear people who try to perpetuate what this administration has tried to perpetuate about me for years, and that's negativity to try to distract people from the good I'm trying to do for our entire community. And so when I hear people who say that, who acknowledge that, that work, excuse me, it definitely feels good because I definitely have not given up. And many times it would have been easier to go along. I tell people all the time, it would have been easier a long time ago to just go in there and just vote against our people and vote against the interests of regular folks in Euclid, and they would love me. You know what I mean? That would propel
right.
me and within the party and within politics, but I never took that route. And so to finally hear people after, you know, being the only one sitting there in those chambers sometimes for years, but to hear people acknowledge that commitment, acknowledge that work, especially when it comes from people who I know are committed as well, it means a lot, man. It does.
No problem. We're going to go to the 216-237. 216-237. You're on live with Brother Marcus Epps. How you doing out there?
Black House Sound. It's just a wonderful thing. In a great term of a brother that's running for mayor and supported me through my music to help him becoming mayor. So I just think it's wonderful. I'm Black House Sound. About 2 weeks ago, I was the DJ for him. I actually saw what he's doing for the community. I saw smiles on people's faces, and we need that. And this brother already doing it on the 7th of November. Y'all need to get out there and vote for Brother Epps. You really need to do that. Once again, I'm Joseph Motley Jr. from Black House Sound, and I'm honored to say anything great about this man, because I'm not just saying it. I saw it from my own eyes, and it was just a wonderful experience to see smiles on people's faces. And when people want to help their communities and help it grow, you have to have some type of relationship with the people in the community. And I see that from what I heard from the last callers, he's been forming that for years. I'm a young dude, so I'm just hitting the scene. But just to see it and to see a black hero like Superman that's about to be mayor, get out there and vote for Mr. Epps. Thank you.
Man, I appreciate you, good brother. I definitely appreciate you. Listen, you kept us rocking and having a good time that day, and you actually were – you were in a place positioned where I wasn't at, and so you were able to see me, but I wasn't necessarily able to see you, and so that means a lot, too, because I definitely, you know, the Democratic Party sent the chairman of the Democratic Party out to that event and said he wanted to shake my hand and say hello, right? And when he came, I told him, too, I was not letting anybody distract me from engaging with my folks, and so I told him, I said, brother, it's nice to meet you. But I got to get back over here to my line, to my people that are waiting on me. And you feel free to stick around. And so you were there in the trenches right by the office, so you got to see a lot of people. So I appreciate you saying that. And that's something that we do there at our office location. We've been doing that since I got elected to city council. One of the things I also noticed is that city council members in Euclid, they really weren't really active and out in their community. If people didn't come to these meetings and go to the Pond and Garden tour, you wouldn't know who your dang on council person was. And I was adamant that I would not be that type of leader. And so when I got elected, I used my own funds to open an office space right in my ward on my side of town where people could access their elected officials. And I will host different things with different people who are, you know, parts of the administration to come bring access to my ward to different things that they typically would not have access to because it's on the other side of town. A little statistic, and I'm a facts guy, 60% of Euclid residents have one or no vehicle at all. And when you think about the Euclid Avenue side of town and everything happening on Lakeshore, everything happening down by City Hall, that's a hike for a lot of people. And, you know, they've taken the circulator out of our communities, and so our kids don't have access to get around. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that was, too, to keep our kids from up in their mess and stuff they have going on their side of town. So we need somebody back who understands what made the community great before and that believes that this community with the new demographics that are here today still deserve that same stellar community, and that's why I'm in this race. So I appreciate you, brother, for real.
Well, like I say, you a true trendsetter. I see the trend being set. I see the plan being grounded down in the dirt and it's growing. So keep growing. And November 7th, once again, get out there for Mr. Epps and show the support, because I saw him showing the support to the city of Euclid. That's all I can say. I'm Black House Sound. I'm Joseph Motley Jr. But this brother right here, we need to go ahead and let him help the city of Euclid. It's so important.
Thank you.
Appreciate that very much. And before I go to the next phone caller, 216-407, and there was a question that was asked a couple of phone calls earlier. How can people get, like, yard signs or help or do you name it? How can they do that?
Yes. So send it, the best way, send a text message directly to 216-855-1384. That's 216-855-1384. If you text the address directly to me, I will be sure my people get out and get a yard sign to you. And if you want a big sign, say big sign. I will bring a big sign too, because it's really about awareness. And again, our folks aren't necessarily at the Pond and Garden tour. They don't necessarily know what's going on. And so I have been committed to, you know, we're at three different churches every Sunday. I'm making sure I'm going to a different bar every day to talk to folks in that atmosphere as well. That's how our ancestors did it and got our people engaged in politics. They went right to where our people were. And so that's what we have been spending all this year doing, is making sure we go to where our people are and try to let them know. And those signs help to get our name out there as well. So I appreciate y'all for that too. But 216-855-1384. If you send the address, we'll get you hooked up.
No problem. I'm going to the 216-407. 216-407. How are you doing out there?
I'm good. How's everybody today?
Excellent, excellent. Do you have any words for Marcus Epps?
First, I'd like to invite everybody on the line. My name is Miguel Sanders, calling from Mix Playmore, owner-operator. I'm inviting everybody on the line and everybody in the city of Euclid to come to the mayoral debate / community forum this coming Friday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. We're going to also talk about issues 1, 2, and 5 in particular. And so it's an invite to everybody, and I hope that everybody shows up, because that's part of the movement to get people going, get people excited about the election, and really be ready to show support. And I know that Brother Councilman Epps will provide the residents with the information they need to help them get to the vote and make the right choice. So, and with that, I'm just thankful to have Brother Epps running for the position of mayor, and just want to know if there's anything that he needs the people to do to help this ball keep rolling.
Yes, I definitely appreciate you, sir. Yes, I definitely appreciate you. And listen, we are literally knocking on doors every day from now until Election Day. We're accessing, we're asking folks who live inside apartments, we're accessing apartments so that we can get inside and let folks in apartments know. We have free rides to the polls every single day. So if you know somebody in Euclid and they just need somebody to come swoop them up, again, all you have to do is reach out to us for that. We're also looking for volunteers and workers for Election Day. Where if you're a worker for Election Day, you have to be there the entire day. We're asking folks to be with us from 6:30 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. We will be providing food and refreshments all day throughout the day, as well as multiple breaks will be given. To folks who want to volunteer or work, we're asking that you attend one of our prep sessions. We're having two prep sessions and basically training our people. You don't just send folks out to war. You got to equip them with the ammo they need to go out to war. So we're having two sessions that will help to prep people to deal with what they may encounter on Election Day. And so that's going to be Sunday, November 5th from 6 to 8 p.m. and Monday, November 6th from 6 to 8 p.m. So that Sunday and Monday night, right before Election Day, from 6 to 8 p.m., we are going to be having these training sessions. And you have to attend one of them in order to be able to work on Election Day, because, again, I'm not going to send none of my soldiers out without what they need to be able to be successful on election day. And this is going to be the last opportunity to reach voters before they cast their votes. And so we want to make sure people are ready to do that. And that is how we can seal the deal and make sure that we deliver change to the city of Euclid by electing Marcus Epps to be our next mayor. Both of the sessions will be located at our campaign headquarters, which is 25951 Euclid Avenue, 25951 Euclid Avenue, right inside the Simons Plaza next to Family Dollar. And all we ask you to do is text your first and last name to 801-888-5993. Again, if you want to volunteer or work on Election Day, text your first and last name to 801-888-5993. And again, we're also giving free rides to the polls. All you have to do is text free ride to that same number, 801-888-5993, if you'd like to get a free ride to the polls. So there is a lot going on. Obviously, for folks who can help with doing some driving to the polls on Election Day and up until Election Day for early voting is a help, just shoot a text message to 801-888-5993, and we'll definitely get you connected.
Thank you so much. That was excellent question, excellent comment about what's upcoming. I am going to that 216-244-216-244. How are you doing out there this evening? Still waiting through. I see that we had spoke, so that is solid. And my thing is, I'm glad that I can get down to the 216-527. 216-527. How are you?
Hello, I'm fine. How are you?
We're doing excellent. Thank you.
Hi.
And what would you like to say this evening?
Well, this is Councilman's wife, Mrs. Epps. just listening in, just want to say how extremely proud I am of my husband. I say this pretty much every day, that no one has worked as hard as he has this year during this campaign season, and also just during his time as a councilman and just in the city. And just to want to put the word out there again, just I know he already spoke on this, of needing volunteers and workers for Election Day. You guys can call or text the number 801-888-5993 if you want to work the polls that day, and there will be prep sessions for the working on that day, which is November 5th from 6 to 8 or November 6th from 6 to 8. And also one last push of donations. We have ways to donate, which is on the website, www.eppsforeuclid.com. We have Cash App, which is Friends of Marcus Epps, or you can Zelle using the email marcusepps4euclid@gmail.com. And that's all I have for today.
Thanks,
that's
the
major part. And it says a lot about family involvement. So thank you for calling and setting that example. I appreciate that. I'll let you get back to listen to some phenomenal things. This is so nice that, like I say, some things I might have asked, but I feel that some of the people are asking those questions. So let's see if we can't keep that roll going with a 216-217. Hopefully you have things in order on what you might want to say to Marcus Epps or in general. 216-217, you're on live.
Yes, good afternoon or good evening. This is Tammy Kennedy, and I really just have a comment for Councilman Marcus Epps. I really want to let him know how much I appreciate his willingness to help, first of all. And I had told him a situation, you know, I do the hygiene distributions, and I was attempting to do one for the seniors in the city of Euclid. So I reached out to the city of Euclid. No real good engagement, no good communication. And as a result, I gave up. I really did. And I called Marcus up, and we had an event. Well, matter of fact, we've had two. We did one for the seniors at Indian Hills about 3 weeks ago, and about a week or so ago, we did another big one for the whole community of Euclid, and it was phenomenal. And I think that's what the third or fourth or fifth one I've done with him. But again, when I tried to reach out to the city, I couldn't get these people to cooperate or collaborate with me. You know, it was like they was taking me through a lot of red tape. And here I'm trying to give away a whole bunch of resources and supplies for people who need them. So I really want to tell Marcus, I appreciate you, brother. I really do. And I'm here to help you however I can. If you have anything else coming up and you're giving away stuff and you need stuff, you know, you just need to call me. We always got your back. I will be voting. As a matter of fact, I may even come out and volunteer or work. I don't know, Marcus. I just heard you say you need some workers and volunteers. So I may come out and do something for you on Tuesday. I'm definitely, you have my vote. And anybody out there listening, this brother is really wanting to make a difference in the city of Euclid. And as he said, the city of Euclid has changed. It's not what we remember. I'm going to put it that way. Right. I've only been in Euclid since 2018. And when I came to Euclid, I really wasn't politically engaged because I didn't even know, you know, the people or anybody, whereas I was more engaged when I was living in Cleveland. And I would have become more engaged in Euclid, but, you know, I didn't feel that sense of community, I'm going to say. And so with Marcus, I knew him prior. And so I just reached out. When I found out he was running, even though the pandemic hit us in 2020, I knew I had somebody I could call. And every time I call Marcus Epps, he answers. He will do. He gets the job done. And we've done some wonderful things together in Euclid, and I look forward to when he becomes the mayor and we can do some more phenomenal stuff in the city of Euclid for everybody. I just wanted to say that.
Thank you so much, Tammy. And like I always tell you, you didn't stop with that. There's a lot of people, you know, they taking you through what they're taking you through. You could have turned and just been done and continue to do what you do everywhere else with folks who are willing to engage and collaborate. But you never gave up on Euclid, and we definitely have been doing this together since I got elected, and I appreciate you for connecting me with all of that, because my community, we have a lot of needs, and just because the current leadership does not know and understand us and our needs does not mean the need is not there. And so you definitely have assisted me in trying to make sure that we can connect those pieces for folks right here in Euclid, so I appreciate you too. And you're right, we get elected, we definitely will take this thing completely to the next level. And so I'm looking forward to working with you moving forward.
Likewise. You know my number.
And I heard you say that you're going to come and help us Tuesday. We making sure we're putting you in the loop because we need you.
Yeah,
people,
I would tell people
that too. Yes, because our people who actually know, who can give that personal testimony, you know what I mean, that's going to really make an impact on election day. So thank you.
Yeah, right. You're
no
welcome.
Problem.
Just,
we
you got
appreciate
my number.
That
text.
Call.
All right.
Ooh, wait.
You have a good night.
You too. And before we go to the next phone caller, you're right. They just reminded me, if I could tell them, make sure we get the phone call straight. But since I've been reminded by one of my coworkers here, you are listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street. That's Music Activism News. Thankful to do this on Blog Talk for 12-plus years as we go to the 216-466 number. 216-466. Is there something you would like to say, add in, comment for Marcus Epps?
Good afternoon. My name is Angela Douglas. I'm the COO of Renounce, Denounce Gang Intervention Program. I wanted to do a big shout-out to Mayor-elect Epps, and also to Hank Davis. Hank Davis actually trained our executive director, LaRon Douglas. So I want to shout out to Hank Davis. It was good to hear him on the line. But I have a few questions. I got a comment and question. One, I'm thankful. I heard Mayor Epps mention often, which I like when he talks about making the the management companies and the landlords accountable for the rental property. Yeah. So he's always talking about that. So I do know for sure. And like he said, he was responsible for putting that, you know, out prior, and council didn't, you know, really rally behind it. So I know he's really going to do something about that, and that's really close to his heart because he's always talking about it. So I really appreciate that. And then I also appreciate, you know, how he backs those that are in, you know, the violence interruption and believes in the safety of the Euclid residents.
Right.
Because we are residents of Euclid as well, so appreciate that. But I had a question about the rec center, which I did hear him mention that at the library. But I just wanted him to kind of talk about the importance, because I want others to hear about the potential rec center. And then also the $225 million that the city of Euclid received in ARPA funds, and then even the school board as well. If he can just talk a little bit about that, and or if he's able, I don't even know if he's allowed to.
You're good, Ms. Douglas. I definitely can. And let me start by saying thank you for the kind words for sure, and for coming out to our fireside chat that we had at the library. I appreciate you for being there as well. And for all the work that Renounce and Denounce has been doing in Euclid, out the kindness of your heart, and you have moved your headquarters and location right here in Ward 3, right here in the city of Euclid. And so I'm appreciative of that, because just as you heard me mention about Hank and his organization, there is a huge need for what you all do right here in our city. So thank you. So first I'm going to start by saying, if we had got $225 million in ARPA funds, baby, it was 25 million. Listen, if it had been $225 million, you'd have had a rec center 3 years ago. For real. But no, so
I don't know why,
but no, you're right.
About. Okay.
No, it's okay. You're right, though. So $25 million were given in ARPA funds, and with those ARPA funds, communities were were charged with a criteria of things that they could or could not do, right? And in Euclid, they chose to take $10 million of that $25 million and use it as revenue replacement. So it basically sold $4 million the first year, and then $3 million last year, $3 million this year into the general fund just to help them do special projects and stuff that they want to get done with that money. And what they've also done is they've hired a lot of new police officers with those funds as well. Which is why I'm telling people I didn't wait until 2027 to run for mayor. I'm running now because nobody's thinking about what's going to happen fiscally while they're running around here acting like we got all this money. And when our officers, when we have to pay our officers come 2025, when that revenue replacement runs out, so that money's going to run out. And what's going to happen then? We've just been balancing the budget now with adding an extra $4 and $3 million. And then obviously you all may be familiar with the Luke Stewart lawsuit. His family finally got a settlement with the city of Euclid, and we have to pay them over $1 million every year now as well, out of our general fund. And so nobody, I've been calling for them for the last several years to make cuts everywhere so that we can begin to prepare to soften the blow that's going to have to be made in 2025. And nobody has supported doing any of this fiscal stuff. And I always tell people, I'm not the councilman that you're going to see at the Pond and Garden tour necessarily, although I did go this year. But the only reason I went to the Pond and Garden tour this year was because I get residents who are complaining to me about what the deer in the city and the deer population is. So I said, I'm going to go and talk to these folks that got beautiful yards and ask them what they do about their deer so I can take this information back to my people. But I tell people that these things like this, when you talk about the budget, you talk about how we're funding our jail operation right now in the city of Euclid, the dollars that we're investing into rec programs or that we're cutting when it comes to rec programs, those are the things that I got on council to do and to focus on. And so I'm very, very familiar with what you're talking about with this, and I'm concerned that Euclid has been spending frivolously instead of preserving, using these allocations and these funds to do some larger projects. They've just been using it to kind of keep their, you know, contracts going and line the pockets of their friends over the last couple of years. And so as a result of it, come 2025, I predict massive layoffs in our police, massive layoffs in our fire department, and with the increasing call volume that we have now in the city of Euclid, every year our call volume is increasing by at least 10%. It's like, what are we going to do when that happens? And so if I can get elected this year, we're going to be able to make a lot of decisions and reallocation of dollars in the next year that's going to put us in a place so we don't get that huge blow come 2025 when we no longer can transfer money into the general fund. So that's about that. And then the rec center was where they budgeted another $10 million of those ARPA funds to go to a rec center. Now, originally they started this out by saying we're going to build a new police station and a fire station instead. No rec center. And I want to know why we need a new station if call volume's so high and our police officers need to be on the streets then. If the call volumes are so high and our fire department is in and out of the streets so much, how much are we going to put into building new facilities for them while not providing some of the other things we need in this community, such as a rec center, which can help prevent crime in the long run by giving our kids something to do, right? And we've been trying to get them to do this for years. We had the YMCA in Euclid for many years. When they left the city of Euclid, they sold us the building for a dollar. And instead of the city of Euclid turning that into a community center for this city and a place for programming to give special treatments for programming for our rec department here, because we don't have our own facility, so we're constantly changing practice locations for kids, which is not stable and doesn't show the type of stability that our kids need when a lot of times they're not getting the stability at home, let's be real. So this is a problem. So we, instead of us taking that space and focusing on a rec center, the city tore it down because they didn't want to engage our people in that capacity. And so now, in running up into a tough election year, now we finally got them on board to supporting building a rec center and taking $10 million of those ARPA funds to do so. Now, my concern with the rec center is that this $10 million is not getting us anywhere near what we need, right? We're going to get a couple of basketball courts and a couple of meeting rooms. I'd like to see a cafe-style environment where our kids can come and hang out like we do at Starbucks after school and get them out of our library, transition to a space where they can speak and communicate freely and enjoy themselves, check out a laptop computer to be able to get work done while enjoying a smoothie that they bought at the counter, right? I want to see something like that added, a place for our kids to actually go. I want to see them add a track so that our seniors can benefit from an indoor track. In the wintertime in northeastern Ohio, it's not a place where you can get your steps in at, not unless you want to have a cold. So I would like to see our seniors incorporated and not just our young people when it comes to basketball courts, right? I also would like to see us have some sort of aquatic because we are a lakefront community. And I'm sorry, but years ago, because of us being a lakefront community, it was prioritizing that we had pools all over this city. And a couple of years ago, they demolished all our community pools except for the one at Memorial, which our people can access, right, and which also does not provide during the wintertime training for swimming. It should be a safety concern that we should be making sure that our young people learn how to swim regardless of race or demographic just because we live here on the lake, right? And so I want to see more investment into that sort of training for our young people and youth instead of just saying, hey, black people don't swim, so we're getting rid of the pools now. No, if black people are going to be here, let's put more training at the elementary level so that black kids do swim, and then we do get the benefits of having these recreational opportunities, and our kids have something else to do that they know how to do, right? So this is another piece I'd like to see incorporated in the rec center. These things aren't there. They're simply slapping up a prefab building just to say that we did it, and then they're also going to price out the young people who need access, and our young people aren't even going to get the ability to participate. So I'm looking and asking City Council right now to slow down, right? The YMCA is looking at building a new facility here for $25 million. We can get a lot more. Maybe the city can get some preferential treatment by subsidizing the cost of the operations there, so we still get some dedicated access. Or maybe we still build a center here, but we build it bigger and better than what it is today by getting some private partnership from folks like Lincoln Electric. Can't you see our kids calling our rec center the Link? Lincoln Electric buys name and rights. We can get Amazon to purchase some courts and get some private investment so that this is a public-private partnership deal and our kids and our community can get everything that actually we need as opposed to putting lipstick on a pig just to say we did it and never solving or addressing the issues of our community at the same time. So I'm asking City Council to slow down. This is a big decision. They're having these conversations now. Big decision to make for a mayor that may be outgoing. So I'm asking them to slow down, let's get through this election, and let's have a serious conversation about bringing in the outside dollars we need to deliver to Euclid what Euclid deserves.
And before we do anything else, I hope that helped out. Again, it's Angela Douglas?
Yes, Ms. Douglas.
Yes, yes,
all
yes.
Right.
Yes.
And before we leave, the name of your organization, once again, to make sure we get it right.
Renounce, Denounce Gang Intervention Program.
And I just wanted to say it's excellent to have you at least chime in and call in, just because that program is very needed, and it's just excellent to have you on the phone line, because there's been a lot of nice work that you've done. So we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. So no problem. As a matter of fact, as we prepare to go to our phone line, before we go to 216-860, I just want to give an infamous shout-out to Maddie B's Floral Arrangements. You all get an infamous shout-out because you called my personal phone line while we're live on air. So with that being said, it isn't fully my fault, because a lot of people are engaged with you, Brother Epps. So what we're going to do is just keep the whole ball rolling. You still with me?
Yes, sir. And
all right,
you know,
I just want to make sure that way if you had to take a water break, anything like that, we're going to go with 216-860. 216-860. Is there anything you'd like to add to this conversation? Or were you just listening? 216-860 going once, going twice. We appreciate the interest. Like I tell people, that you never know what's going to happen, but we do know we're going to do everything we can to go through our phone lines and get people on. 216-268. You're telling me 216-268? You are live with us. How are you doing this evening? And I believe they wanted to call, listen as well. So with that being said, I appreciate that. 440-454. That's 440-454. You are with us, 440-454. Anything you'd like to add to this conversation this evening? Going once, twice, thrice. I appreciate you for definitely wanting to be involved, and a lot of people who are listening right now. I'm going to say right now, with the time that we have left, I need to find out from you, what is it that made you definitely say you feel like the time is now? Because right now, you are not, in my mind, sir, running as somebody who's doing their best to be elected. You're running as if you were somebody who, you know, is already elected. So talk to me about what's going on with you. What put it in your heart to run the way you are? You're like running this. I see you all over, still engaged, but the only difference is you are still the same person. In other words, you already engaged in the community, doing a lot of things, and it felt like you were the people's champ, as you would say, or the people's mayor in Euclid. So what caused you to run the way you are?
I appreciate that. I didn't know where he was going with that for a minute, but I appreciate that. And let me tell you, it really, I say this all the time, and I get emotional sometimes too when I say it, because Euclid made me. Right? Like, I grew up in this community when it was still extremely diverse, when people of color were still the minority, very much the minority. That was what my growing up was like. Like, I experienced going home because I was taunted by a group of bully white boys who were calling me, you know, the N-word. And these are things that I dealt with growing up here in the city of Euclid. So I very much so feel like this is my community and I'm a part of this community. I also know, while I tell that story about something negative that happened to me, let me also say that the
dinner that I would have, having dinner at the dinner table with some of my friends who were white and that I went to school with and were close with, and some of the different things I learned from their parents and from their fathers as a young man, who my grandfather was more so. My grandfather and my uncles were the men who were in my life, but my father didn't live at home. My mother was a single mother. Had me at 14 years old, and she knew her great-grandmother, her roots were here in Euclid. She said she wanted to make sure that I didn't have to walk to Spellacy when it was time to go to school, and that was the reason she moved back to the city of Euclid herself, to make sure that that was the type of upbringing that I got. And so so let me also say that there were great things that poured into me, activities and stuff that were not going on at the schools in the inner cities, and opportunities to travel and take trips and things like that that I got to benefit when Euclid was still putting its all into its community, because it was predominantly them here. And so I very much so, although I feel like it's not fair and right to now not put those things in the community you used to, I also very much so credit this community, when it was an actual community, for the man that I am today. The man that would care about politics or something like government in the first place, right? It was my upbringing here in Euclid that brought that into me. And so when I see my community now, well, my kids are now fifth-generation Euclid residents, fifth-generation Euclid school-agers. When I see the community now that has the money and the funds in our budget to still be effective and impactful and still invest into the community, but now that the demographics have changed, they're just not, that I take that personally. And so this race, that's why I tell people this, and they offered me $100,000 cash to resign my second year on council, to resign. And my attorney, who actually is the magistrate at East Cleveland Court, Attorney D'Angelo Little, he could not believe that this was being said to him, and he always takes his recorder in the room, so he just so happened to get it on recording, right? And wow. Where the law director was asking him if he could convince me to resign, all he basically telling him, write a letter threatening to sue us, and then we'll respond with a $100,000 settlement, because that's the max amount I can pay without going to city council. If you can get him to do that and to resign, we'll get that money to him. Now, I make $11,000 a year as a councilman in the city of Euclid, $11,000. I could have taken that $100,000, bought myself 5 rental properties in Euclid, and helped set my family on a new track. But that would have been selling out my community, and I never, ever would do that. I refuse to do that. I'm also a person who does not, I go out to get endorsements, but not to put those endorsements on my literature, because I never want somebody to think that they're the ones that got me elected. I want to always remain independent and answered only to the residents who voted me in, because they're the actual people, the only people I'm giving credit to for me actually being elected. And so I've done that and maintained that independence for years, and I just sincerely believe that if we put somebody in office for a change in little old Euclid, that actually has those type of principles, has that type of integrity, and actually cares about the community the way I do, we could set a new trend for how politics are done and how government addresses its residents across this entire country. And we could start right here in Euclid, but we got to take a stand for somebody who actually has been taking a stand for us, and there's nobody in Euclid who's been doing that but me. And so now I'm in this race because it also would have been advantageous for me to take that money, but also I could have ran for re-election unopposed, got re-elected, and then in 4 years run when the mayor's termed out. But I'm afraid what 4 more years under her leadership might look like, and that's the reason why I sacrificed my seat to run now, because the people of Euclid deserve a fighter today.
Well, that being said, I would like for you to please take at least a minute, if you can, to let people know how, again, they can best help you with everything. If you could do that, that would be greatly appreciated.
Anybody you know who are volunteers, who were interested in helping us by working the polls on Election Day, that is definitely the help. We're looking for volunteers and workers for Election Day. And so anybody who is willing to do that or knows somebody who could use a couple extra bucks, who's interested in doing that as well. And so anybody who is interested in that, that's definitely the help. We're asking you to text 801-888-5993, 801-888-5993. Just text your name and number and that you're interested to work, and we'll get you there. Also, if you know somebody who needs a free ride to the polls, we will take you any day between now and November 7th. We will take you to vote early, or we will send someone to vote on Election Day for you. I don't want our people to have any excuse I know that they've been closing polling stations all across and around our city and our community to make it harder for us to get out to vote, but we are have people who are ready to take people for free to vote. So anybody you know, please connect them with us. And then let me also say, follow me on the gram, y'all. I'm on Instagram at Marcus Epps the Mayor. Follow me on the gram. You get a lot of great stuff going on every day on the gram. Follow me on Facebook at Councilman Marcus Epps on Facebook. Go and add me and follow me there. Our website is EppsForEuclid.com. Send us a Cash App to help us pay folks to stand at the polls on Election Day. That also will be helpful. Our Cash App is Friends of Marcus Epps, $ Friends of Marcus Epps. So definitely that. And, again, you can text that same number for a yard sign. Call me directly at 216-855-1384. I'm that accessible. The same phone number that was on my literature when I ran for office 4 years ago, 8 years ago, is the same phone number I have today. And so please reach out. I always thought it was also important not just to have an office in my side, but to make sure that the same number my wife and kids call me on is the same number my residents can. So thank you very much to you, Mr. Porter, for the opportunity to reach your network today. That is a big help. And your support. You've been supportive of our campaign and our efforts, and I'm extremely grateful for you because, again, you are somebody who I consider a mover and shaker in Cleveland, in the greater Cleveland area, who is doing the work to keep our communities connected, and we definitely need that with all the suburban communities we have here around Cleveland. So thank you, sir.
No problem. I appreciate you. Definitely, sir, hold the phone line. And the reason I say hold the phone line is because as we prepare to take our leave, this won't take me that long at all. One of the reasons why I'm definitely mentioning the www.eppsforeuclid.com, the website of www.eppsforeuclid.com. Also, you can definitely Zelle, MarcusEppsForeuclid at gmail.com or via Cash App, again, that $ the Friends of Marcus Epps. And as I take my leave, one of the reasons why we're given so much information is because the staff members who have been manning the phone, some of them are smiling at Al Porter man in the street for the simple fact when you see somebody, if the name of the program is music, activism, news, this brother, the way he's running now is the same way he's been in the community of Euclid. There are a few candidates, standout candidate for the residents of a changing Euclid, Ohio, is none other than Marcus Epps. I am glad that the staff members around this show made sure that we took a look and put our mouth where the program is. So definitely he is definitely endorsed by this program. And from the people who called in, hey, dealing with everything from music, activism, news, advocacy, this man has done it, is still doing it, and we expect him to do so as mayor, creator-driven, Yahweh willing. Talk to you all. Peace.